Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the morning shift.
Tiff has been vindicated a little bit.
I have been. I can read.
Yeah. Well, and what's funny is the old Vegas lines, which Tiff, for good reason, not a professional, and I don't recommend anybody actually being very good at reading Vegas lines.
Yet I tried to roll the dice on air.
Yeah, you did. You were like, hey, and this Will Brinson says that people are backing Cousins. And I kind of came at you like, for what? Like, what are we? But you're right. Kirk Cousins gets revenge on the Vikings, according to Will Brinson's CBS piece that came out yesterday. So he's picking Falcons.
Thank you.
He's got the line at 5.5. He likes the Falcons at plus 5.5.
Plus 5.5.
I don't know. I'm like scrolling right now. I'm like, what's the reasoning here? But it basically brings up that you like that, like we did earlier. And he's like, this is just something that Kirk Cousins rises to the occasion in games like this.
It's going to channel that. We'll see. Like that.
I hope so.
Energy.
Man. I hope Will Brinson is right, because this is a weekend, guys, that historically for me, I've been a gambler for a few years now. Historically for me, championship weekend, I'm just bad at. I actually put money on Georgia last year as I was going to the game in Bama gear. I was like, Georgia's probably going to win this game. Bama wins. Lost money on that one. Year before, don't remember who it was. I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, I got this one wrapped up. Nope. I don't think I've ever won an SEC championship bet, which I'm going to try to zig when I usually would zag today when we do that coming up in just a minute.
So you always feel like this year's going to
be. This is the one.
This is my year. This year's
championship and playoff game. Like the college football playoff games, I can't pick them to save my life. I can't. It's just bad. But this weekend is always, I'm always like, man, I'm having a good year. And then I get championship weekend. I'm like, that was awful. So I'll keep my eyes kind of glued on that. But I am excited for all the championship games. And hopefully the Christmas party I'm going to tomorrow night. And I am, you were worried about the person you might work out with listening to the show.
Yeah.
I would say I'm 110% positive the people I'm going to hang out with tomorrow night, not listening to this show.
Oh, because they're not sports people.
No way.
Well, if they are listening for some reason, they need to understand that if you're going to have a party on championship weekend, you better have a game on.
SMU Clemson, big game for Bama people.
It just comes with the territory.
Well, you need to have the SEC championship game on through the finish, and then you go to the next best game, yeah. I mean, that's dealer's choice. Now,
I think it's 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock, so I don't think they shouldn't overlap. Maybe they will, but they shouldn't. So we'll see what happens.
You never know. There's like a 9 overtime game. You didn't think that was going to happen in Georgia Tech, did you? But it happened.
Friday night was I had to watch the end of that one on my phone while I was laying in my bed, because I was in Memphis at my wife's family's house and had to put the kids to sleep and all that. I had to watch the end of that one on the phone.
A buddy of mine was in from North Carolina, and we went and watched the second half over at another mutual friend of ours' house, and we walked into like kids opened the door.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And one of the kids goes, who are they? And we walked through and we go down, and then everybody was downstairs, and it was like a melting pot of people. And to say the least, all of which I had met like 3 people in the entire room. Yeah. It was just wild. But when we ended the game, there was only 4. It was started off like 9 people. In the game, there was only like 3 or 4 people left watching the game.
Which one of these games do you think that will be the best game this weekend?
I'm really, really, really. I think Georgia Tech.
A lot of
tight
spreads, man.
But I'm really looking forward to
out of the championships. Yeah. Well, it's only championships this weekend.
I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm really looking forward to Iowa State, Arizona State.
That should be a good one. I think UNLV Boise will be good tonight. I think that would be really good. Tulane and Army, that's at West Point. Tulane and Army. That's not a neutral site championship game. That's at West Point. That's going to be good.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking about that stadium setup, and the only negative is the construction that was going on. So basically, it's like a chunk of the bowl would be missing, like one whole side.
A slice of the pie?
So, yeah. Yeah, one whole side is gone while they were building that. And wow. That got done in the time that I was
bad timing for them to host
there.
A championship game.
So I know. I'm like, ah.
Well, I don't think they
imagined.
That's
like Northwestern hosting the bleachers they have right now.
I don't think they expected a historic season to up
at West
Point.
I know, that's my point. Yeah, bad timing.
Could you imagine having the conversation in July if we were talking and I said, yeah, man, I can't. In December, you all going to be telling me how right I was when I told you the SMU would be playing in the ACC championship game as a 2-point favorite. Because nobody thought that. Florida State's like, they don't belong here. We're going to sue.
Just real quick, we were talking about whether or not it's cool that Texas and Georgia's a rematch. Did y'all realize that, and I asked this earlier, but I was like, I swear these two teams just played. Western Kentucky is facing off with Jacksonville State. Rich Rodriguez's Jacksonville State team. They played last week, and they're playing in the championship game again, which is tonight, I believe. So that's a whole new strategic gameplay there. How much? I think Western Kentucky had to win last week to advance, so they pulled out all the stops. And I think Jacksonville State, it was like a throwaway game for them. So
they were already in it.
Yeah, they were already in it. So it's going to be interesting to see the way that one pans out. That one's at 7:00 tonight on CBS Sports Network.
I really want to see both of these games tonight. Well, the other two games,
all three,
Boise and the Army games. It might be a golden tee, two games on the TVs kind of night. Yeah, a couple of vodkas.
Attaboy.
Bacchus,
yeah,
maybe an Allen as well.
All of them are going to be good. I think it's just going to be a great weekend of football. Oregon and Penn State will be action packed Saturday night as well. And then, like I said, you had Clemson SMU at 8:00. It's just I'm going to need at least one TV, if not multiple.
Are you feeling good about the picks that you're about to make for this weekend?
No, okay. No, I'm not. Right,
that's
confidence. The thing. I tell you, championship weekend is just it's always been a thorn in my side, man. So. I guess I will start off, and we had to go mandatory NFL pick. Bo, we had Chargers at Chiefs. Dylan, that's diabolical. Diabolical to pick that game.
It's only this besides like Vikings Falcons.
I guess
this
last
only
night
good,
was your
it's
best
only
game
good
of the weekend.
Game. Yeah,
huh?
And yeah. So
Chargers at Chiefs. The Chiefs on our sheet, according to Dylan, the Chiefs are favored by 4 at home. The over under 42.5. I'll go first.
Well, yeah, he gets that from ESPN, and I concur.
Yeah, okay,
that is correct.
I will go first.
Good.
This is to Bo's point earlier. All the streaks must come to an end at some point, and everything else. I just think the Chiefs have kind of been playing over their head. They've skated by. They've won a lot of games by the skin of their teeth. I think the Chargers obviously didn't play well against us last week, specifically on offense. But I think this is the kind of game that Jim Harbaugh lives for. It's two of the better coaches in the NFL right now. I think Jim Harbaugh and those Chargers rise up to the occasion. Give me the Chargers +4 in that one.
And this is finally it.
I think so.
So is this the port of the year where I just have to go against Mike no matter what?
The way the standings are, and the standings are updated on the sheet, they are.
No, but I'm 7 games behind now.
Don't forget, we have an extra weekend of college football this year.
We actually have more than that, I think.
Yeah,
I
mean, in 2 weeks, we'll have another weekend you can make picks. You're not in dire straits right now.
I still think it's about that time.
What
where
you don't want to do is make all the bad picks and put yourself in a worse hole.
So you're telling me that you're right.
I'm saying pick what you think is right.
You do you, boo.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Isn't that your
exactly, boo.
Tagline?
Exactly, boo.
You better have that clipped.
No,
because
that's
clip
what you
me.
Said yesterday.
Yeah, I know. It's funny when I say it. I mean, because listen to me. You know, I got to go against you.
Go ahead.
I
don't hate you.
I'm going Chiefs. I think they're going to cover. I just don't think this Chargers team is that good. I think they're good, but I don't think they're great. I think the Chiefs are great. I think they can still get after the quarterback every once in a while. I think Chris Jones has a big game. I think they're going to win by 6. So I'm taking the Chiefs at home.
I love it, man. All right, let's go ahead and go to our NFL pick. How about that? Our random NFL pick. I'm actually going to go out to the 425 game out in L.A. for the L.A. Rams taking on the Bills for my pick. And I'm going to go under 49.5. I think that obviously these are two very capable offenses. Bills coming off an emotional game. And for whatever reason, Rams games just seem a little bit sleepier offensively when you play out in L.A. Bills going out there after playing in the snow a week ago. I think they'll win. I think it's going to be a little bit of a snoozer, though, of a game. I like the under 49.5 for the Bills and Rams at 425 on Sunday.
Not a bad pick. Not a bad pick. I am going to Pittsburgh. Because the over,
oh, we're supposed to react to
right. the over under. I was gonna have another line there, but I decided I didn't want to use it because I hadn't thought it out.
The
too
fighting
well.
Arthur Smiths.
No, like I was okay. gonna, you know, it's a stilly wind.
Oh,
it's
no,
the Browns
don't, no, don't do the NFL.
Don't do
the NFL film.
Look, I don't know if Jameis's prayers have been answered. From the Lord about not throwing pick sixes, and I'm not sure if he's been delivered from them or not, but I think he's going to throw touchdown passes whether they're pick sixes or not. Normally, when teams in division know each other, there's no in between. They're either high scoring or it's like
10-9, 9-6.
yeah,
I agree with you.
The over under is 43.5, and I'm going to go with the over. The Steelers' offense is kind of rolling. I mean, they dropped 40 last week. I don't know what Cleveland's defense is. They gave up a ton last week as well. I just think these teams are going to put some points on the board.
I had a Falcons fan bring this up to me the other day, and I hadn't actually thought about it, but you could have easily had a scenario where you had Arthur Smith still the head coach here and had Russell Wilson at quarterback. Like, that could not have been out of the realm of possibility.
Geez, that's funny, because when I mentioned it last year, I said if Arthur Smith doesn't get fired, I remember it was on our Christmas vacation, I said, hey, if Arthur Smith doesn't get fired – I think Russell Wilson could fit how he wants to play. And I got destroyed about how big of a bum Russell Wilson was. Now all these five – now obviously just
it
one.
It was one can, guy.
But now
it was
all
one
these
guy.
The one guy equals
one
5
man.
Million people.
5
so
million
now all,
for the whole Atlanta
five,
Metro.
5 here. Million. So all these people now are talking about Russell Wilson could have been the quarterback here and being successful with Arthur Smith. Check the tweets.
Well, okay.
Look, there's girl math, there's bow math.
Yeah.
And that's
squid
bow
math.
Math
right?
For
squid
math that matter, you could add Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. There you go. Could add both the compliments.
They also thought that offense wouldn't take off when Russell Wilson stepped in, and that's what it's done.
Speaking of Justin Fields, how about the Georgia line against Texas this weekend? Look, I like Georgia to win this game, but like I said, I'm going to zig when I usually zag. I'm going to take Texas because the line smells. That's the only thing I've got. I'm going to take Texas because the line smells. I think their run game has absolutely kind of stepped up, but I think Texas's run defense has as well. That's the only thing I can give you.
UGA covers.
Yeah.
I had it. That was one I was sure about. I wrote it down. I
didn't know what you were just pointing to.
That had already written down I was going against you, so you didn't think I was just going against you on that one.
No. You do what you got to do, boo. As you would say. So I got Texas -2.5. I still feel like Georgia's going to win, but I got to zig when I'd usually zag. That's the only reason I can give you. All right, and just to finish up really quick, got to get to college. I looked it up just now. Tulane at Army at West Point. Blake Field, I believe it's what it's called, Tiff. Going to be in the mid-30s tonight when they play. All right, Tulane usually playing in the South. That's an Army team that runs a very physical offense.
I think
Army wins the game. I think the points total is what I'm looking for, under 46. How about that? Under 46, Tulane Army tonight.
I've got the over at 45.5 in that game, and that's actually my pick. I'm taking the over. Army scores points.
Oh, we got a fight on our
hands. Army scores points.
We got
I'm going to make
up
some ground this weekend.
Let's go.
There we have it. All right, be prepared to laugh at these guys on Monday if they were wrong, and maybe, I don't know, maybe they make you some money this weekend if they were right. Up next, we've got the former Atlanta Falcons QB and analyst for Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, joining us here on the show to preview that Vikings Falcons matchup this weekend. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift this hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back. We are back here on the Morning Shift and going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find former Atlanta Falcons QB and analyst for Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, joining us here on this Friday. Hello, Arch.
Tiff, good to be with you guys. I'm having one of those get off my lawn moments. So you guys, I need you guys to help me out a little bit. Ashton Jeanty tonight, you guys have been talking about college football all morning, and Ashton Jeanty tonight coming off a 230-yard performance against Oregon State is just under 2,300 yards rushing, and I would assume is maybe second or third in the Heisman balloting, I would assume. He's about 360 yards behind Barry Sanders' all-time rushing record of 2,650-some-odd yards and 37 touchdowns. Jetty's got 28 touchdowns, so incredible year for the Boise State Bronco. But I'm feeling some kind of way because Barry Sanders did it in 11 games.
I knew you were going to say this.
This is Jetty's 13th game coming up this weekend, and he's guaranteed to at least have another game. How do you guys feel about Barry? And the records are kind of what they are because of the number of games we play now. So you're kind of comparing apples to oranges. But how do you feel about Barry Sanders' record, which I think is unbelievable? He averaged 240 yards a game his last year at Oklahoma State to rush for almost 2,650 yards and 37 touchdowns. What do you guys feel about that?
Arch, I'm just going to say this. Records are becoming obsolete in sports because every single sport is dealing with this exact conversation. The whole golden at bat thing.
So what are you
today,
saying? Because I thought you were going to be on Arch's side.
I am.
All right.
I'm just saying that records, period. Like, every sport has changed the way they do things, and it's not even fair to say, well, this record's being broken. It's like, dude, okay.
More games.
You know what I mean? There's more games. There's different rules. There's all this other kind of stuff, and you're like, I don't know. Arch, don't put me in a bad mood, Arch. Golly, I'm feeling good.
Can we separate it? Can there be
two? You're asking for is an asterisk.
No, I'm saying Barry Sanders keeps his for how long was it standing again? It's been,
30 plus years.
30 plus 40, years.
Said it in, 88.
Yeah.
So that stands, and then there's, a new one set for –
No.
You know, I'm trying to make everybody happy here.
No.
So you're saying a modern day and a
modern, yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can do that.
We'll have to do that again in 10 years.
It's the same with every sport, even 10 years ago.
Arch, man, this is your fault.
See, I just tried to give you guys a topic. This is sports talk, man. You guys have chopped that up for about an hour.
You know what, Cheerios.
Let me ask you this, though. He's already announced he's going to leave for the NFL. I mean, do you think he even plays after tonight? That's the question, Arch.
If they win, yeah.
Well, he'll play after tonight. If they beat UNLV, you can bet on that.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be in the playoff. They'll have a bye. They'll be the number four seed. So you can bet he'll play in the next one.
Also, I'm supposed to be asking you questions, not vice versa. That's not how it works.
I like the energy he came in with today. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, we've talked about this, and Mike and I are just kind of dumbfounded. What do you think the blueprint is for us to win in Minnesota, a team that's, by the way, is 5-1 at home this year?
The blueprint, I mean, Sack Darnold, who's been sacked, I think, 3-plus times in 8 of the 12 games he's played in. So you're coming off a pretty good performance against Herbert. Can you keep that momentum going, get after the passer? And then you got to find a way to bloody their nose in the running game so their pass rushers can't get after you. They've got 39 sacks. I think they're 4th in the league and get after the passer. And, oh, by the way, don't throw it to the other team. They lead the league in interceptions. So that's the blueprint. Don't turn it over. Sack their QB. Bloody their nose in the run game.
Hey, actually, you know what? We said all of those things except for the first part. So I feel pretty good now.
Arch, I was listening to your interview with Kirk Cousins, and within it, you know, talking about going back to Minnesota and maybe dealing with some of the distractions of people wanting to come up to him before the game, people that he had great relationships with. And so just from the former player perspective, too, and I don't know if you dealt with this, you know, way back when, but if, you know, the distraction and the focus when you're trying to get ready for a game and how that can be if someone's trying to approach you and a game that, you know, this team actually has to win, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no question. You had to sprinkle in the way back when thing, right?
Yeah,
shot over the power.
I had to ask Bo. I heard that.
You tried to sneak that in, but I heard that.
I told her you were old, so.
thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Wise, more like a Yoda.
Yes, wise.
There's a lot of distractions regardless of whether you're going back to your former haunts or whether you've got family that have flown in town. I remember one of the first games that I played on the road, we played in Minnesota, and my entire family flew into Minnesota to do the game. It was great to see them, but here I am. I've got the anxieties playing in my first game, you know, and doing those kind of things. So there's always going to be distractions. I think the players, and Mike can speak to this as well, you have the ability to block all that stuff out. You do the glad hand, you know it's a piece of it, but then there's not really, when you step on the field, then you've forgotten all about that. And that's why you're able to block out the 70,000 fans that are doing stuff. And they're going to Pittsburgh and they're throwing batteries at you and all that kind of stuff. You're just there to play football. So once you step between the lines, all that stuff melts away.
Well, speaking of the way he's going to be able to start the game, Arch, last week I went through the first drive and really the first couple of drives, and it looked like an offense coming off a bye week. You ran a quarterback sneak. There was a draw action. They sprinkled in a wham play last week. There was a duo with Charlie Warner wrapping around to the backside linebacker. I mean, it looked different. And then I think in the second half, you kind of went back to what you were before the bye week in a lot of ways. Wide zone, five-step drops, passing concepts. I guess my question to you is, like, what version will we see this week? Is it Zach Robinson going back and still doing some of the self-scouting? Or do you think at this point you say, hey, we have to go back to what we do well and what we think we can be successful with?
Well, I think that it's a combination, Mike. You know as well as I do that you're never going to get one specific piece of it. That's the definition of who you are. If you had some success, which we did, and you're right, early on with some of the newer stuff, maybe some wrinkles that nobody had scouted for, the unscouted stuff that the Chargers weren't prepared for, you'll sprinkle again that stuff in. Because sometimes you're testing the water with some of this stuff as to whether you think it'll work or not. I mean, you think it will, but does it work? And when it does, then it attaches itself to the game plan where it'll be repeated the next time out. Then you get back to some of the stuff you thought you were successful with prior to. So, you know, if you go back, if you eliminate what you can't, you can eliminate the turnovers by the quarterback. I think you love the game plan. I think you love the way the thing unfolded. I think you're going to put more points on the board. You don't turn the football over, and all of a sudden you look up and you won the football game. So I think you got to be careful about overanalyzing the game plan and say, wow, we didn't win the football game, so now we're going to have to change this, that, or the other. Or we've got to include more stuff in. I think that ultimately you've got to factor in the screw-ups, and the turnovers were the key part of that that maybe made you think of the game plan was kind of one-dimensional in the second half, which it wasn't.
All right, Arch, you got the SEC championship game. I know you're getting that for that game on Saturday. What do you think about this game? Because we were talking about it earlier, and this was like Georgia's Mona Lisa of defensive efforts this season, and they haven't been the same defense really since. And now, but Carson Beck, to that point, has turned it around. He's got 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions in his last three.
Mona Lisa. You see, dude, I don't know where you're coming up with some of this stuff. It's unbelievable. You don't know anything about art. You don't, no. I don't even think you've looked at a painting in your life. You don't even know what the Mona Lisa looks like. Anyway.
I heard it on a TV show one time. I forgot to use the line.
You copied that from somebody else. I know that.
He has the Mona Lisa Lego kit, yeah.
You're right in the fact that this was the best effort Georgia had defensively. They were dialed in, obviously got after the passer, seven sacks. They had 10 tackles for loss. They did an outstanding job on that side of the football, limited the run game, and I thought that was the key. And I think that's something Steve Sarkisian will look back at and say, you know, we didn't run the football the way we're capable of running it. You know, you look at the run game they had against A&M. They ran for 240 yards against A&M. They'll look at the Tech game, and I know part of that had to do with Haynes King running with the football. And I know you guys have talked about quarterback running quarterbacks and how much will Arch Manning be in the game. But I do think the run game will be a big part of what Sark wants to do. I think he'll get back to his short passing attack. I think you'll see the bubble screens, all those kind of things, getting the ball out of Ewers' hands quickly. He was holding the football, allowed Georgia to get home last time. I think you'll see all of that. As far as on the other side of the ball, I mean, make sure you get the tight ends involved in this game. I think that, yeah, you know, when Georgia's operating at a high level, not every throw is going to Arian Smith or Dylan Bell. They're throwing the ball to their tight ends. They're throwing the ball to the backs. If you go back and look at their success, even when Stetson Bennett was there, the backs were a big part of what they did throwing the football. I think they've got to get those guys and the tight end. I know Bowers is not there, but Delp and Lucky are good players. So get those guys involved in the passing game.
Real quick, Arch, we got 30 seconds, but I'm not going to let you get out of this segment. You're working the game tomorrow afternoon, but make no mistake, the biggest game in the Archer household is Iowa State. is this the biggest game that Iowa State maybe has ever played?
I don't think there's any question, Mike, that you could sprinkle that pixie dust on it, that it's their biggest game in their history. They played in the Big 12 title game in 2020 against Oklahoma, but lost that game. It was a close game, then played in the Fiesta Bowl the next weekend, or 2 weeks, 3 weekends later and beat Oregon. But this game has more ramifications attached to it than Iowa State's ever seen.
Good luck to all of your teams.
Good luck, Arch.
This weekend, Arch.
Go Cyclones, baby. Go Cyclones.
That was former Atlanta Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, joining us here on the morning shift. You can follow him on X at ArcherQB16. We'll be right back with The Life of Squid. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing.
Yep, little W sauce, Bloody Mary mix. Hey, speaking of the Owl Inn Lager, new realm in Kennesaw State Athletics, Tiffany and I are no longer speaking as soon as this show is over for the rest of the day. Well, it's rivalry night.
Schools play.
It's a normal Friday, right?
KSU basketball travels. I'm not going to say derogatory about Georgia State, but I was going to say to wherever they play. I was going to make fun of it. But they travel to state. It's going down tonight. Somehow Georgia State is a 1.5-point favorite, and Kennesaw State's the better team this year.
Antoine Petway guy. That's my guy.
All right, well, just, you know what, I'm all about the result, so I'll save my talking for when the game is over.
Oh, I thought you were about to say, do you want to put a bet on this? And I was going to say yes.
No, I don't. I don't like to lose.
You have to be
money.
Nice to me for a whole week.
Never. Oh, if it's that kind of bet? No, that's not possible.
Actually, I'd rather get some money out of you.
It's not possible. Neither are possible. I will not be nice to you
for you're
an
scared.
Entire week.
You're
I
scared.
I have to keep you on your toes.
Because you know KSU is going to beat it. They're going to win. They're gonna beat. They're
you
gonna beat down
just
Georgia State.
Be glad that I'm nice to you when I am nice to you.
I didn't know that ever happened. But anyways,
had a pretty decent week.
We have had a good week.
That's an incredible way of looking at it. It's like I'm not gonna be nice to you. I'm gonna be mean to you most of the time, and you should be happy when I'm nice.
Exactly.
I feel like that's the way my
it
kid
makes you
treats
appreciate
me.
It more.
I feel like that's the way my kid treats me. It's like I'm gonna be a maniac. You should
you
love me when
coming.
I'm a
kinda
nice kid.
Kind of goes back to her statement yesterday. She said about herself.
What? Oh, that volatile.
No, that was not the one I was talking about.
You said you're a jerk.
I am. Yeah.
Little housekeeping business. Want to congratulate Grady Jarrett for being named the Atlanta Falcons Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. I swear this isn't his first one, but
it's not. It's definitely not. He's definitely been nominated by the team before.
Yeah, but anyways, congratulations to Grady Jarrett. He is a phenomenal human being, and hopefully he will get to win. He'll win it. You know, I know that Calais Campbell, who played here last year, had won it before, and they get to have the little Walter Payton logo.
Yeah, little icon, little logo. Yeah.
The Iron,
a lot of guys that win this say this is the best honor you could ever receive.
Well, so. Because I think it takes into account of who the human being you are and not just the player. People look at you for more than just a stat compiler. And Grady Jarrett is definitely more than that. He's one of the best guys on that team as far as human beings and one of the best human beings you'll find in the NFL. So,
it, I think it was Greg Olsen who gave a speech a few years back when he won it. And it was just it was incredible. And it pointed to the fact that like there's no bigger honor you can receive.
Yeah. Same with Thomas Davis had a great one, too, when he won.
Yep.
The list goes on and on. Calais Campbell. So,
a popular Atlanta/Buckhead bar is closing its doors at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. What you got?
The Ivy has announced that the Ivy Buckhead, which is located on Roswell Road. Actually, I literally could walk there for years when I lived, and I went there a few times. Not a lot. Not as many as people like you did, Mike, but I did go. What?
No, I mean, like,
did I say something wrong?
Listen, I've paid the light bill in there a few times. That's for sure.
And it was where our fantasy draft was that time. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's
right. That top room.
Well, you know, I did do it there.
I didn't realize how weird one of the articles I read had like a aerial view of the Ivy, and it looks ginormous. It looks kind of like an old old house in maybe like Italy or something when you look at
a little villa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But pretty. Anyways,
courtyard.
They said, here's a statement from the owners. They say, after 14 unforgettable years, it's time to raise our glasses one last time. Blah, blah, blah. From late night celebrations to lifelong friendships, this has been a space where so many memories were made and so many of our friends met their significant others.
Woo! Yeah.
And they have gone on to say...
I'd gamble to say there's probably more that ended the things with their significant
and
others.
And the creepy sub guy that I went on a date with showed up there asking if I told everybody that I like the subs. So that's my last
what?
Thing. The guy went on a date with the public.
Yeah. Okay, finish. I gotta hear that part. Finish what you were saying.
Anyways, they said thanks. Everybody's been a part of the incredible journey. Stay tuned though, because we can't wait to show you what's next. So they have a concept for this, and I think they have just decided to go away from young college/post-college adult bars. And maybe they're going to do something similar. Who knows? They might have a restaurant. I don't know. Maybe it'll become an office building. I don't know. But they have a concept.
They're in the same building. I thought they would move the Ivy concept to a different building because that building's not really suited to be a bar. To your point, it looks like a villa.
Well, it says a new concept they are planning. They don't necessarily commit to the building. I just don't know why you would give up that real estate space.
Yeah, I guess
unless
not.
Someone
it's got
is
a lot of frontage there on Oswald Road.
Well, yeah. And now there
it's
is
right
a.
Street basically,
yeah, it really is,
and the Waffle House right there.
And there's like an apartment complex right there.
Yeah, I used to have friends that lived in there.
Unless there's another condo going up there,
plus they got Johnny's Hideaway like 100 yards away.
Yeah, they have something going on.
Interesting,
but can't wait for it. It is a place I think we've all been multiple times and had a good time. I love the outdoor bar that they had there. I thought that was really cool.
Daytime at the Ivy under the gazebo or on that patio was the best time at the Ivy. It really was.
All right, well.
There you go.
I'm going to, according to the guy on Twitter this morning, I don't know how to use a weather app, so I'm just going to guess on what to wear in Minnesota this weekend. That'll be fun.
All right.
Enjoy that trip.
We're going to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse next year on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.